感谢赞美主，早晨给我们有这么多赞美的诗歌。
We thank the Lord that this morning He has given us so many hymns of praise.
我们有机会算，我们今天早晨唱了多少次的 Hallelujah。
I didn't count how many times this morning we have already sang Hallelujah.
但我相信，从今天一直到永世里头，我们还要继续高唱 Hallelujah。
I believe that from today until the day that we are on high, that are in high in heavens, that we will continue to sing Hallelujah.
像这首诗歌所说的，我们在这里实在是在庆祝我们主耶稣基督的得胜。
And just like the hymn says, that here we are remembering the victory of our Lord Jesus.
不仅天使在那里欢呼。
Not only are the angels crying out.
今天我们这些蒙恩的罪人也能够与天使一同在那里来欢呼，来赞美。Hallelujah.
But also, all of us sinners, we can also, together with the angels, sing and cry out loudly and praise the Lord, saying Hallelujah.
因为我们的主已经得胜了。
Because our Lord is already victorious.
感谢主早晨赐给我们有这样的一个敬拜的一个聚集。
And so we thank the Lord that He has given us this gathering time of worship.
我们能够这样子来庆祝他的得胜。
That we can remember His victory.
在这样的敬拜之后。要来交通关于得胜这个信息是非常困难的一件事。
So for me to share about this victory after our time of worship is a very difficult thing.
因为实在是借着诗歌，借着弟兄姐妹的祷告，已经把这个信息非常完整的能够表达出来了。
Because already through our prayers and through our hymns and singing, we have already expressed our worship before.
特别要先澄清一件事。
And I do want to confess one thing.
我事先并没有跟小丽姐弟兄讲到今天早晨要交通信息的负担。
I did not share my burden with Brother Shalish this morning.
我想是我们的主界的圣灵告诉了我们弟兄。
It is our Lord through the Spirit has already spoken to our brother.
看到许多弟兄姐妹也参与。这样的一个庆祝，一个赞美。
And we see that all our brothers and sisters have entered into this celebration and worship and remembering.
我们实在相信，这是今天早晨主心意当中所愿意向我们传达的一个信息。
So we believe that this is the message that is within our Lord's heart that He wants to share with us today.
这是讲到得胜。
That is to speak of victory.
不仅我们的主他已经得胜。
Not only has our Lord already been victorious.
就像我们弟兄刚刚所告诉我们，不仅神也把我们放在这得胜的地位上。
And just like our brother had just shared with us, that not only has God placed us in this position of victory,
神更愿意我们在地上的年日里头来经历他主的得胜。
He wants us to experience in our years on earth His victory.
不仅经历他的得胜，我们在地上乃是要见证他的得胜。
Not only to experience His victory, but also to testify of His victory.
我们知道，在二次世界大战的末期
，We know at the end of Second World War.
当联军英美联军节节败退的时候
，We know that as the opposing forces as allies as they were retreating，
我们看见那轴心国在那里不断的得胜
，And we see that the enemy, the Axis, they were already they were winning。
我想许多人的心都消化了
，We see that a lot of people's hearts were melting。
我们似乎看见我们的结局是没有盼望的
，Because we saw that at the end there was no hope。
但是当诺曼底登陆的那一天
But at the Battle of Normandy
我们看见那盟军的命运有180度的转变
We saw that the result of the war there was a 180 degree change
因为当在那里盟军成功的登陆了诺曼底
Because we saw that the Allied forces they were victorious as they landed
那个已经决定了那轴心国失败的命运
It had already determined the failure of the Axis
所以我们看见那整个世界大战的结局整个有一个180度完全的转变
And so we saw that the result already had a 180 degree change
今天对我们每一个罪人也是一样
It is the same for all of us sinners
我们知道当人类的始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后
We know that after Adam and Eve have failed and humanity have failed
死就做了王
Death reigned
我们所有的人就落在那罪的权势和辖制的里头
And so all of us mankind, we were in the grips of death.
所有从父母所生的每一个人
Every single person born of your parents
因着罪的缘故
Because of sin
我们都走向那死亡的深渊
We are walking towards the pits of death.
没有人能够出来的
No one can come out of it.
虽然旧约历史当中让我们看见有少数几个例外
Even though in the Old Testament history, there are a few exceptions.
像以诺
Like Enoch.
他与神同行。
Because he walked with God.
然后呢，他就被神给取走了。
And then he was taken by God.
但我们看见以诺并没有进到死亡里头。
And so we see that even though Enoch did not enter into death.
对，先知以利亚也是一样。
And also the same with prophet Elijah.
神在旋风中把他取走了。
In the whirlwind, God took him.
所以以利亚也没有经过死亡。
So also Elijah did not enter into death.
但他们并没有胜过这个死亡。
However, they were not victorious over death.
然而在那里借着神借着他们给我们有一个盼望。
Through them, God gave us a hope.
有一天我们要胜过死亡。
That one day we will overcome death.
那我们先读一处的经文，在哥林多前书第十五章。
So let's first turn to a passage in the scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章
First Corinthians 15
我们从五十三节开始读到第五十七节
We'll read starting from verse 53 until 57
那我读一句请姐妹翻译一句哥林多前书十五章第五十三节这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的这必死的总要变成不死的
For this perishable must put on the imperishableAnd this mortal must put on immortality.
这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们再同声一同来读第五十七节。
Shall we together read out loud verse 57?
我们以带着欢喜。快乐的心来读这一句经节。
Let's read this verse with a heart of joy and thanksgiving.
我们用自己的语言一起来。
In your own language together.
感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。让我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
我们心是何等的欢喜。
Lord, our hearts are so full of joy.
主，因为你已经得胜了。
Because you have already victory.
主，你已经从死里复活。
You have resurrected from the dead.
你已经得胜了。
You have already won.
主，你已经升上高天，坐在宝座。
And you have been raised to the heavens and are seated on the heavenlies.
主，你已经得胜了。
You are already victor.
主，我们更感谢神。
And so we want to thank God.
主，今天神使我们也能够借着我们主耶稣基督也能够得胜。
That God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can also have the victory.
主，你不仅将得胜地位赐给我们。
Not only have you given us the position of victory.
主，你更是将这得胜的生命赐给我们。
You have given us the life of victory.
主，叫我们能够在世的日子里。
So that in these days.
我们能够来经历你的得胜。
We can experience your victory.
我们能够来享受你的得胜。
We can enjoy of your victory.
主，我们还要见证你的得胜。
And we want to testify of your victory.
主，我们说，愿你在我们身上。你来得胜。
So Lord, we are willing to say, in our lives, may you have the victory.
愿荣耀颂赞都归给我们得胜的。
May all glory and praises be given to our God who is victorious.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的。
In Jesus' most victorious name, Amen.
我们知道神召我们乃是进入他的荣耀。
We know that God has called us to enter into His glory.
神召我们乃是要进入他的得胜
and he has called us to enter into his victory
这是一个荣耀的事实
this is a glorious fact
这是我们从神所领受的呼召
and this is the calling that we have received from God
弟兄姐妹今天神用他的恩召召我们不是叫我们失败
brothers and sisters this calling that he has called us with is not for failure
他乃是要呼召我们来得胜
but he has called us to have the victory
虽然我们知道当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪之后
Even though we know at that time after Adam and Eve have sinned
死做了王
Death reigned
但感谢主在时候满足的时候
But we thank God at the fullness of time
神借着他独生的爱子耶稣基督
God through his beloved one and only beloved
son 他扭转了我们罪人的命运
He changed the destiny of all sinners
他叫死在我们身上 不能作王。
So now sin cannot reign in us.
而他要借着生命在我们身上来作王。
And now his life is to reign in us.
所以我们蒙恩之前，我们知道我们活在那死和罪的权势底下。
So after before salvation, we know that we lived under the control of sin and death.
每一个从父母所生的都是罪人。
All who were born of their parents were born sinners.
因着我们是罪人，所以我们就会犯罪。
And so because we are sinners, we sin.
而罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
所以没有一个人能够躲过这死的权势。
So no one can escape the power of death.
在历史历代以来，所有进到死亡里头的人，没有一个人出来的。
Throughout all the generations, not one person could have escaped out of death.
我们看见死的权势是那样的坚强。
We see that is how strong the power of death is.
那是我们在信主以前的光景。
That was our condition before our salvation.
我们是没有盼望的。
We had no hope.
但感谢主，我们如今蒙恩了。
But thank the Lord because we have received grace.
所以今天基督在我们里头，就是我们有荣耀的盼望。
And so now today, Christ in us is the hope of glory.
然而，我们蒙恩的基督徒，我们在生活的经历当中，我们有一个感觉。
And so, as Christians, in our experiences, we have this feeling.
一方面，我们知道主是得胜的。
On one hand, we know that our Lord is victorious.
我们也知道主已经把我们放在这得胜的地位上。
And we already know that the Lord has placed us in this position of victory.
然而，在我们的生活经历当中
，And however, in our daily life experience,
我们却发现我们仍旧时常的软弱。
We find that oftentimes we're so weak.
我们时常的失败。
We often fail.
我就记得有听过弟兄姐妹这么说。
I remember hearing brothers and sisters saying.
来到礼拜五的查经聚会当中。
Especially when they come to Bible study on Friday night.
在小组的查经聚会里头，彼此有交通。
As we study and have sharing in our small groups.
然后就有人呢，就分享了他的软弱。
So someone would share their weakness.
的确，我们本来都是软弱。
And yes, indeed.Originally, we're all weak.
当这个弟兄、这个姐妹分享他软弱、这个礼拜的软弱的事情之后
，And after this brother or sister shares their weakness throughout the week,
又一个人也分享了他的软弱。
Another person would share their weakness.
然后一个接一个，那整个小组的人都分享了他这个礼拜的软弱。
And one after another, everyone shares their weakness throughout the week.
就整个聚会就充满了死亡。
And then the whole meeting is filled with death.
充满了这软弱失败的空气。
Filled with an atmosphere of weakness and failure.
大家回去以后就更加软弱。
And then everyone goes home and we add to that weakness.
姐妹，这不是我们基督徒的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the hope of Christians.
这不是我们基督徒的见证。
This is not the testimony of Christians.
虽然保罗也夸他的软弱。
Even though Paul, he did boast in his weakness.
保罗呢，他更积极啊，在哥林多后书他这么说啊，他说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
However, he was even more urgent in saying, I will boast even more gladly about my weakness.
他说呢，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
他说我为基督的缘故。
So he says, that is why for Christ's sake.
他就以软弱、凌辱与极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。
So that is why he says, I delight in weaknesses and insults and hardships and in difficulties.
跟姐妹保罗他在分享他的软弱的时候呢，这是很稀奇的。
Brothers and sisters, when Paul boasted in his weakness, it was an amazing thing.
跟我们不一样。
It's different from us.
当我们分享我们软弱的时候
，When we share about our weaknesses,
哎呀，我们是忧愁
，We're full of sorrow.
我们是垂头丧气
，And we sigh and bow our heads.
又软弱又失败
，Because we have been weak and we have failed.
保罗他不是的。
But it's not the same with Paul.
当他分享他软弱的时候
，When he shared about his weaknesses,
他说啊，这是可喜乐的。
He says, I delight in it.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他经历了基督的能力。复辟的他
，because he had experienced Christ's power resting on him.
他虽然软弱
，even though he was weak.
在这里见证基督是刚强的。
There he also testified that Christ is power.
他借着他的软弱，还见证基督是得胜的。
Through his weakness, he testified that Christ has the victory.
兄弟们，那是基督徒的见证。
That is the testimony of a Christian.
不是我们刚强
，not that we are strong.
乃是基督是刚强
，but that Christ is strong.
不是我们能够得胜
，Not that we have the victory，
乃是基督是得胜
，But Christ has the victory。
他要在我们身上显出他的刚强，显出他的得胜
，And that through us he's going to manifest his victory and his power。
感谢神，神使我们能够借着主耶稣基督得胜。
So we thank God that through Christ there is victory.
意思就是说，我们能够在世的日子里头来经历这个得胜，来见证这个得胜。
Meaning, we can today experience and testify of this victory.
在几个月前啊，我在台湾的父亲打在电话中向我们表示，他打算在秋天的时候来到我们休斯顿来受浸归主。
A little while ago, my father in Taiwan gave me a call saying that in the fall he wanted to come here to Houston.And give himself to the Lord.
他是在几年前在一次台湾在台湾的福音聚会当中决志信主。
A few years ago in Taiwan at a gospel meeting, he had received the Lord.
但他却啊不能够过一个啊正常基督徒的生活。
However, he was unable to live the normal Christian life.
当我们听到这个消息，我们心里面非常高兴。
And so when we heard the news, we were very happy.
我们也带着孩子们一起为他。啊，这个决定祷告。
And so together with the children, we prayed for his decision.
可是到了上个月啊，我们接到一通电话，他老人家身体突然不适。
However, last month we received a phone call that his health was not good.
他有一些心脏病的征兆。
And so he had some symptoms of a heart condition.
啊，我就请妹妹啊，请家人带他到医院做了心导管的检查。
And so I asked my younger sister and some family members to take him to the hospital so that he could have his heart checked out.
当他们做了心导管检查之后，发现他心脏的血管的动脉全部都阻塞了。
And so when he had his checkup, they realized the arteries of his heart were completely clogged.
就是啊，非常严重的阻塞。
And it was a very serious clog.
就因着他年纪老迈的缘故。
And so because of his elderly age,
就帮他检查这个医生就决定说什么都不能帮他做。
The doctors who saw him decided that they were not going to proceed with any, they were not going to do anything.
当我听到这个消息，我就赶了回去。
So after I received these news, I rushed back.
因为我在美国也听到有一些关于这个心脏血管阻塞，有一些很多的方法还可以做的，比如说做支架等等。
And I had heard here in the U.S. that there's perhaps many other methods, like making a stent or other things.
找回台湾之后，感谢主也为他预备了另外一个医院预备了一个医生，很好的医生。
And so after I returned, we do thank the Lord that there was another doctor that was.
原本我想能够从不同的医生的看法，或许有不同的意见，我们还能够有一丝的希望。
I thought that perhaps we might have some hope if we had a second opinion.
但当这个医生他看了这个检查的报告和影片之后，他也做了同样的一个结论。
However, the second doctor, after he reviewed the results and did his exam, he had the same results.
这是因着我父亲心脏血管的阻塞太严重了，他也认为什么都不能做。
That is because of the blockage in the arteries. He also determined that there was nothing that could be done.
当我知道之后，我心里面非常难过。
So after I found out, I was very sad.
那时候我是自己一个人在台北的捷运站。
And so at that time, I was by myself in Taipei.
那个夜晚也下着雨。
And because it was evening, it was raining.
当我电话里头听到这样医生这样的一个结论的时候，心里面难过，我哭了。
And because I was very sad in hearing the news from the doctor regarding my father, I cried.
因为这等于是宣判我父亲的死刑。
Because this was basically a declaration of my father's death.
他随时都有可能像会要离开这个世界。
That he could leave this world at any moment.
当我晚上再回到主的面前祷告的时候。
And so that night, as I returned back before the Lord and prayed.
主就叫我想起了在休斯顿有弟兄姐妹们还为我父亲这个受浸的事情祷告。
The Lord allowed me to remember the brothers and sisters here in Houston who were praying for my father.
这时主就坚固了我的信心。
And so the Lord strengthened my faith.
主也给我了一句话。
And he also gave me a word.
在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
It is what is impossible with man, with God, all things are possible.
虽然在我回去台湾的前面那五天的时间里头，我也试着要啊，跟父亲在确定他的救恩。
And so within those 5 days that I spent in Taiwan, I wanted to confirm my father's salvation.
那我看见仇敌在环境当中，也在他的身上都放下许多拦阻的坚固的堡垒。
And I saw that the enemy had placed a lot of obstacles in my father's life and around him.
我心里面也非常的软弱。
And so in my heart, I was weak.
就当主的话来的时候。说在人不能，在神凡事都能。
But when God's word came, saying that with man it is impossible, but all things are possible with God.
我在从心里头就起来欢呼赞美主。
From my heart, I was able to rise up and to cry out and praise the Lord.
我说是的，在神凡事都能。
And I said yes, with God all things are possible.
我就相信神他在父亲身上成就他的旨意。
So I believed that God was going to accomplish His will in my father's life.
在那之后的两天里头
，And so in the remaining 2 days,
主就为我开了那个门。
The Lord opened up the way.
让我能够再把主的救恩清清楚楚的传给我的父亲。
So that I could once again very clearly, share the gospel with my father.
他不仅能够认识那独一的真神
，Not only was he able to come to know the one and only God, true God.
他也清楚地相信并接受那独一的救主，我主耶稣基督。
He also believed and accepted our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是如约翰福音十七章那里所说的，认识你独一的真神，并你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Just like what it says in John 17, this is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
心里头感谢赞美主。
And so in my heart I praised and thank God.
我们主是得胜的。
Our God has the victory.
然后我父亲进一步的说，他表示他愿意就在台湾愿意受浸归主。
And my father took a step further, saying he was willing in Taiwan to be baptized underneath the name of our Lord.
他愿意借着他的受浸来见证主的得胜，见证主的荣耀。
He was willing through baptism to testify of the victory and the glory of God.
在短短的两天里面，我们又经历到主的恩典。
And so within these very short 2 days, we experience God's grace.
就在他受浸的这件事情上，主也奇妙的安排和带领。
And so in this matter of his baptism, we experience God's amazing leading.
啊，我就多说一点。
And I want to share a little more.
在父亲的受浸聚会当中有七个人。
At my father's baptism, there were 7 people.
啊，除了我父母亲之外
，other than my parents，
另外5位都是从休斯顿 HCA 的弟兄姐妹。
The other 5 brothers and sisters were those who came from, here in Houston at HCA.
我对我父亲说，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
And so I said to my father, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
当我们为我父亲施浸之后
，And so after we baptized our father,
我们给他按手祷告
father, ，And we laid our hands to pray.
圣灵浇灌在他身上。
The Holy Spirit fell upon him.
在那里不断地说感谢主，感谢主。
And so he continually was saying, thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
之后他也多次地说，只有主耶稣能够成就这事。
And so at the end, even he himself said, only Jesus could accomplish this.
能够把他所熟识的弟兄姐妹从各个地方、各个环境把他带到那个同一个地方来见证他的受浸。
To bring some brothers and sisters that he was familiar with to the place where he was to witness his baptism.
这实在是超过我们所求所想。
This far surpassed all our thinking and our expectations.
这实在是也见证了，在人是不能，在神凡事都能。
This also testified that with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
感谢赞美主，不仅将救恩赐给了我的父亲。
And so I thank and praise God. Not only did God give His salvation to my father,
他也将得胜赐给了他。
He also gave him victory.
这就是刚刚哥林多后书那边，哥林多前书那边我们读的经文，神。使耶稣基督，使我们借着耶稣基督得胜。
And so this is what we just read in 1 Corinthians, that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然我知道我父亲他可能在任何一个时刻他就要离开这个世界。
I do know that it is possible at any moment my father could leave this world.
但是我感谢赞美主。
But I thank and praise God.
因着主得胜的生命，主复活的生命已经在他里头。
Because God's victorious and resurrected life is already in him.
死亡不能拘禁他。
Death cannot come near him.
到有一天
Until one day,
他和我们每个蒙恩的基督徒一样
He will be like all of us sinners saved by grace.
我们都要从死的里头要复活。
We will resurrect and come out of death.
我们要穿上那荣耀的形体。
And we will put on that glorious new body.
与我们主复活荣耀的形象相同。
And we will be just like our resurrected glorious Lord.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章他这么说。
And so Paul in Romans 8 says,
他说是患难吗？
Shall trouble?
是困苦吗？
Or hardship?
是逼迫吗？
Or persecution?
是饥饿吗？
Or famine?
是赤身露体吗？
Or nakedness?
是危险吗？
Or danger?
是刀剑吗？
Or sword?
哦，然而靠着主，靠着那爱我们的主，我们在这一切事上已经得胜有余了。
He says, no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒应该有的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a testimony that we ought to have.
乃是得胜的见证。
A testimony of victory.
是得胜有余的见证。
One that it says that we are more than conquerors.
我们知道神不仅将救恩白白地赐给我们。
We know that God has not only given us salvation freely.
然而我们却常常有一个严重错误的观念。
But we have a very grave, serious error.
就是我们知道我们基督徒应该要得胜。
That we know Christians ought to be victorious.
但是我们觉得我们得胜乃是要靠着我们的努力。
But we often think that our victory must be through our own strength.
就如上个主日我们弟兄跟我们交通道，主说我们是世上的盐，是世上的光。
Just like last Sunday, our brother had shared with us that we are the salt and light of this world.
并不是我们努力去做盐，去做光。
It's not that we can through our own might be the salt or work out being the salt or the light.
一方面我们是做不出来的。
On one hand, we cannot work it out.
如果我们想要靠着我们努力啊，我们要在这个黑暗的时代里头做盐做光。
If we want to strive in this evil and dark time to be the salt and be the light,
我们常常就要经历那个软弱和失败。
We will often encounter failure and weaknesses.
就算我们做到了。
Let's just say that we have become that.
那也不过是一些宗教的好行为。
It's only some religious piety or religious work.
它不是主的自己。
It's not the Lord himself.
不是真的。
It's not real.
在神的眼中是没有价值的。
In God's eyes, it has no value.
我们人一切的善行
，All of our good works,
在神的眼中没有一丝的价值。
Has absolutely no value in God's eyes.
主说我们是盐是光。
God says you are the light and you are the.
我们要能够发出那盐的味道，我们要能够有那像光一样的照耀。
For us to express the flavor of salt and to have the nature of light.
乃是让主的自己从我们身上活出来。
It is to have the Lord himself live out his life from us.
因为只有我们的主他是那真的盐。
Because only our Lord himself is the true salt.
只有我们的主才是那真的光。
Only our Lord, he is the true light.
所以我们看见我们的得胜也并不是靠着我们自己努力来做出来的。
So our victory is not us striving hard to work it out.
就举个例子。
Let me give an example.
我们有时候听到不是听到，我想我们都有这样的经历哈。当我们安排到有教会中的服事的时候
，We may have heard and we may have also experienced ourselves when we have been arranged to serve。
那我们弟兄姊妹就有一个感觉啊，有安排到服事的那个礼拜啊，特别神圣。
That during the week of your arranged service, that you feel particularly pious or holy。
是不是特别特别不会犯罪
？And that you would not sin。
而且呢？好，特别能够得胜。
And that you have an ability to have victory.
你们这话是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
因为怎么样，我们记得了这个礼拜我有服事。
It's because you remember this week I have service.
所以呢，我生活要检点一点。
So I must show some restraint in my life.
平常犯的罪啊，这个礼拜不能犯。
The sins that I usually commit, I cannot commit it this week.
平常做的事呢，一些不好的事啊，这礼拜特别不能做，因为要服事。
Some things that I should not do, I will not do this week because of my service.
就让我们看见，我们还是靠着自己在那里努力，在那里提醒我们自己。
So we see that there we're still striving on our own, reminding ourselves.
我们靠着自己的努力在那里约束我们自己，不犯罪。
Through our own strength, we're still restraining, using self-control so that we would not sin.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是真实的得胜。
Brothers and sisters, this is not true victory.
就好像有弟兄姐妹啊会这么说
Just like some brothers and sisters, they say
我感谢神啊我昨天差一点就发脾气了
Thank the Lord, yesterday I almost threw my temper Lost my temper
还好我忍住了
But good thing I restrained myself
弟兄姐妹我们看见我们还是在那里靠着自己在那里努力在那里忍耐
We see that we're still trying to use our own strength to endure and to be patient
弟兄姐妹这不是得胜这是险胜
Brothers and sisters, this is not victory. This is a close call.
我们靠着自己努力啊，忍住的，靠着自己努力所做出来的，这不是在神的眼中是没有价值的。
Brothers and sisters, when we are trying on our own strength, our own effort, in the eyes of God, it has no value.
这是不能够荣耀神的。
This cannot glorify God.
那或许我会说，那险胜总比失败好吧
？But then you may say, well, a close call is better than failure.
那弟兄姐妹，那不是基督徒的见证。
But brothers and sisters, that is not the testimony of a Christian.
我们基督徒的见证不仅是得胜，而且是得胜有余的见证。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians, our testimony is not only that we have the victory, but that we are more than conquerors.
对，在哥林多前书第十五章，我们刚刚读的经文，他说：“感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。”
And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says that, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这节希腊文原文呢，也可以这么翻译，就是说，感谢神，借着我们的主耶稣基督，神把得胜赐给我们。
And so even in the original Greek, it says, but thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ who gives us the victory.
简单的说，我们的主耶稣基督，他就是那个得胜。
Simply put, Jesus himself is the victory.
而神把那个得胜赐给了我们。
And God has given us that victory to us.
叫我们能够借着这个得胜在我们里头，我们也能够得胜。
So that through the victory that's already in us, we have the victory.
那我们的主他是如何得胜呢？
And so how did our Lord be the victor?
我们看见当我们的主他来到世上，在地上33年多的时间。
We see that for the 33.5 years that our Lord was on this earth.
在他一生当中，他都是得胜的。
In all his life, he was victorious.
不仅是那撒旦的试探，他得胜了。
Whether it was his victory over the temptation of Satan.
仇敌的逼迫。他也胜过了
or the persecution of the enemy.
就是当他在被钉十字架的时候
that is when he was being nailed on the cross.
他仍然向天父祷告说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
he still prayed to the father father forgive them for they know not what they do.
这是我们主的得胜
this is the victory of our Lord.
环境的艰难他也胜过了
he was also victorious over the difficulty of his environment.
就是在客西马尼园那关键的时刻
Just at that critical point in the Garden of Gethsemane,
我们主耶稣他也得胜。
He was also victorious.
他对父神说
He said to the Father,
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Not according to my will, but your will be done.
把自己摆在死的地位上。
He placed himself on the position of death.
我们的主得胜。
And our Lord was victorious.
他最末了也是最大的得胜。
And at the very end, it was his greatest victory.
就是当他在十字架上断了气。
That is when he breathed his last on the cross.
当他被放到坟墓的里头。
And as he was placed in the tomb.
那坟墓用大石头给挡住。
And the tomb was sealed with a great stone.
我们的主他像我们一样，他披上了那血肉之躯，他进到了那死亡的里头。
Just like us, he took on the he put on the body of death and he entered into death.
3天3夜之久。
For a time of 3 days, 3 nights.
但是在那里，我们主他成就了最大的得胜。
But there our Lord, he accomplished the greatest victory.
他乃是借着死败坏的那掌死权。
Through death, he was able to conquer over death.
那我们读一处的经文，在希伯来书。
Shall we turn to a passage in the book of Hebrews?
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章，我们从读第九节。
Hebrews chapter 2, we will start from verse 9.
你先读第九和第十节。
Verse 9 and 10 first.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
But we do see him who was made for a little while lower than the angels, namely Jesus.Because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
第十节，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory.To perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
好，我们再跳到第十四节。
And then verse 14.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那一些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same.That through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who through fear of death were subject to slavery all their lives.
这里我们看见我们主为了要拯救我们，为了要叫把我们从死的里头、权势里头释放出来。
So here we see that our Lord, in order to save his children out of the grips of death,
他也亲自成了血肉之体。
He himself also took on flesh and blood.
他在借着十字架，他进入了死。
And on the cross, he entered into death.
他进到死的深渊里头。
And he entered into the pit of death.
他进到仇敌魔鬼的面前。
And he entered into a place that was right before Satan, right before the devil.
那感谢赞美主，我们主却借着死败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
But we thank the Lord that through death he had overcome the he who had the power of death.
就姐妹，当主耶稣从死里复活的时候
，And so when our Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead,
那就是死的时候。
That is the time when death died.
主耶稣一次成就永远的救赎。
Jesus once and for all had accomplished salvation.
当主从死里复活的时候
，As Jesus resurrected from the dead,
我们见证到死就被得胜吞灭了。
There we witnessed that death was swallowed up.
那是主借着死所成就的。
And so what Jesus had accomplished, what Jesus did with death.
有首诗歌。
There's a hymn.
这样说到，那空坟墓是我们得救的记号。
That says Jesus' empty grave is not only the sign of our salvation.
是的，主耶稣他的空坟墓实在是我们得救的记号。
Yes, truly, that empty grave is a sign of our salvation.
但那空坟墓不仅是我们得救的记号。
But it's not only the sign of our salvation.
它更是我们得胜的保证。
It's also the guarantee of our victory.
因为我们知道主已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Because we know that our Lord through death has already overcome.
死已经不再作王了。
Now death no longer reigns.
复活的耶稣他要作王。
Now our resurrected Lord, he reigns.
所以我们看见当主复活的时候。
And so we see that as our Lord resurrected,
我们看见他坟墓前面那个大石头就滚开了。
We see that that gray stone in front of the tomb, it was rolled away.
我不知道弟兄们有没有想过这个问题，为什么主耶稣那个坟墓的大石头要滚开？
I don't know if you've ever thought about the question, why did that stone need to be rolled away?
我们有时候我们想啊，我没有仔细想，我想说，那石头滚开，主才可以从里头出来。
Sometimes if you are to think about it, you might say, oh, well, it's because once the stone is rolled away, then the Lord can come out.
弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣复活的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when our Lord rose,
不仅死不能拘禁他，
not only could death not come close to him,
石头也不能拦阻他，
the stone could not hinder him.
他可以到任何的地方随他的意思。
He could go anywhere, as no matter where he wanted to.
所以主耶稣的坟墓那个大石头挪开，不是为了让主耶稣出来。
So that great stone being rolled away, it wasn't just so that he could come out.
他也是让主的门徒能够进去。
It was so that his disciples could go in.
能够进去看主耶稣的空坟墓。
So that they could go in and look and see that empty tomb.
而那空坟墓就是我们得救的记号。
Because that empty tomb is the sign of our salvation.
而那空坟墓就是我们得胜的保证。
And it is a guarantee for our victory.
因为主已经复活。
Because our Lord has already risen from the dead.
因为主已经得胜了。
He has already gained the victory.
而这位复活的主耶稣。
And so now our resurrected Lord.
就是我们信仰最重要的根基。
Is our faith's most important foundation.
这是教会历史历代以来所做的见证。
And also the testimony of the church throughout the ages.
当彼得在五旬节站起来传讲了教会第一篇信息的时候，
And so as Peter stood up and preached the first message at Pentecost,
他所传讲的就是复活的主耶稣基督。
What he preached was our Lord Jesus, he who had been resurrected.
这是历世历代以来教会和众圣徒所做的见证。
So this is a testimony of all the saints throughout all generations.
主耶稣已经复活了。
Our Lord Jesus has already resurrected.
主耶稣已经得胜了。
Our Lord Jesus already has the victory.
死已经被得胜吞灭了。
Death has already has already been swallowed up by life.
这是一个天大的好消息。
So this is a great and good news.
就是今天神把这位得胜的主，把这个得胜也赐给了你我。
Now God has given this Lord who has the victory, he has given him to us.
这个得胜在我们里面。
Now this victory inside of us.
让我们能够不仅胜过罪。
Allows us not only to overcome sin,
让我们能够胜过律法,
and to overcome the law,
让我们能够胜过世界,
and overcome the world,
让我们能够胜过所有的难处,
allows us to overcome all difficulties,
因为他连死亡都胜过了,
because he has already even overcome death.
没有一个难处是他不能胜过的。
There's not one problem that he cannot overcome.
赞美我们的主。
And so we praise our Lord.
现在我们明白为什么神他量给我们有许多的艰难。
Now we can understand why God has given us so many difficulties.
有凌辱，有逼迫，有困苦。
There is shame, tribulation, persecution.
神乃是要我们能够来认识 来经历来见证这得胜的主。
Now we can come to understand and experience our glorious Lord.
来见证神把这得胜赐给了我们。
And now we can testify that God has given us this victory.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒的生活应该是得胜的生活。
So brothers and sisters, the Christian life ought to be a life of victory.
我们的见证应该是得胜的见证。
Our testimony ought to be the testimony of victory.
我就啊、那我们如何能够来经历这个得胜呢？
So now, how can we experience this victory?
就像我们刚刚弟兄所讲的，这是我们在世上很重要的一件事情，基督徒生活一件很重要的事。
Just like our brother had shared, this is a very important aspect of our Christian
life. 我们要能够来经历这个得胜。
We need to experience this victory.
所以我们能够见证这个得胜。
So that we could testify of the victory.
那见证，那我们能够啊、得胜的秘诀是什么呢？
So what is the secret of our victory?
我们读一处经文，在加拉太书。
Shall we read a passage? It is in Galatians.
在新约圣经加拉太书，这是我们很熟悉的二章二十节。
This is a very familiar passage, Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
愿我们也都能够把这句经文被牢记在我们心里。
Shall we also memorize this passage?
好，我先读，啊，请前面翻译。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
这是我们基督徒得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of the Christian victory.
我简单用啊中文用八个字，英文好像八个或九个字。
I'm going to use some just eight words in Chinese, but a little bit more in English.
就这里中间说到的，不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I who live, but Christ.
就是不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
这是我们基督徒得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of Christian victory.
我就以啊、这个饶恕啊、做一个例子。
And so I want to use the matter of forgiveness as an illustration.
不晓得今天早晨在我们弟兄姐妹中间，在我们心里头有没有什么人事物是我们所不能饶恕
？I don't know today in your heart is there anyone or anything that you have not forgiven?
可能有一些的伤痛是我们一辈子都不能够原谅。
Perhaps there are some hurt in your heart that you cannot forgive through your whole life.
我这次回台湾有机会见到一个人，啊，我就看到从他所描述，我就看到这个不能饶恕人在我们心里面是成了何等的一个重担，一个苦楚。
And so this time when I went back to Taiwan, I was able to meet a person who really showed me what happens when you're not able to forgive that bitterness and that burden that is in your heart.
有时候我们头脑也知道，我们也想饶恕，但是我们却没有办法做到。
In our head, we know that we ought to forgive, but we just cannot.
然后就以这个饶恕做一个例子。
And so, using this issue of forgiveness, I want to give an example.
因为早晨，如果在弟兄姐妹心里头有不能饶恕的人事物，愿意能够借着主的话语，能够得到一个释放。
And so, I hope that through God's word, if you are not able to forgive, that you would be set free.
有一次啊，那个彼得啊，跑来对主耶稣说。
So one time Peter went up to the Lord and asked,
他说啊，我弟兄得罪我。
My brother has sinned against me.
我饶恕他七次，可不可以？
Is it okay that I just forgive him seven times?
啊，这个彼得啊，其实他是比较容易得罪人的。
And because Peter, he's actually the one that easily gives offense.
但是我们姑且相信他所说的哈，他的弟兄得罪他。
But we want to take him at his word. Another brother had offended him.
得罪了一次。
Had offended him once.
彼得饶恕他一次。
And so Peter forgave him once.
得罪第二次。
Offended him a second time.
彼得又饶恕他第二次。
And Peter forgave him the second time.
彼得觉得呢，他已经饶恕他的弟兄七次了。
And so Peter already felt like he has forgiven his brother seven times.
他觉得他自己已经做得不错了。
So he feels pretty good about himself.
因为这个七次啊，是在当时犹太人当中啊，这是一个当时这个犹太人的那个道德标准最高的一个标准。
And so if you do anything seven times.Seven times at that time in Jewish custom is the highest moral standard.
对彼得觉得说了，他已经达到这个标准了。他想应该可以到主耶稣面前啊，来稍微得到一点点的那个奖赏鼓励。
And, So because Peter had already done this 7 times, he felt that he could come before the Lord and mention it, perhaps to receive some reward or encouragement.
他弟兄得罪他七次，他饶恕这个弟他的弟兄七次。
Because his brother had offended him 7 times and he has forgiven 7 times.
彼得做的是比我们中国人好一些。
And Peter has done perhaps better than us Chinese.
因为我们中国人说啊，这个事不过三。
Because in Chinese, it's 3 strikes you're out.
得罪我一次，我可以原谅。
If you sin against me once, that's okay, I'll forgive
you. 2次我也原谅。
Second time is all right as well.
3次，过了3次呢，这个就不能再原谅。
If you pass 3 times, then I cannot forgive you.
这好像那个我们的标准被犹太人比下去了哈。
And so perhaps our standard is much lower than the Jews.
就我们看见在那里，不管是7次也好，不管是3次也好。
But here we see whether it's 3 times or 7 times.
我们看见还是我在那里。忍耐在那里饶恕。
We see it's still myself, the self that is trying to endure and forgive.
所以当彼得跑来跟主耶稣要邀功的时候
，And so while Peter was there trying to get some encouragement,
主耶稣就对他说
，Jesus said to him,
不是7次
，It's not 7 times,
乃是70个7次
，But it's 70 times 7.
你姐妹不再是
，Brothers and sisters, it's no longer I,
乃是基督
，It is Christ.
7次是我做出来。
7 times you work it out.
70个7次，乃是主的主。
70 times 7, that's the Lord Himself.
只有我们的主，他是完全的饶恕。
Only the Lord has perfect forgiveness.
他的饶恕是没有条件。
His forgiveness has no conditions.
他的饶恕是没有限量。
It is unlimited.
他的饶恕是没有止境。
His forgiveness will never run out.
你觉得如果我们回想我们蒙恩以后的失败和软弱
If you think back to all of your failures and weaknesses after your salvation
我想可能超过70个7次
Perhaps it surpasses 70 times 7 times
然而主都饶恕了
However the Lord has forgiven it all
所以主说不是七次
And so the Lord says it's not 7 times
乃是70个7次
But 70 times 7
不再是我
No longer I
乃是基督
But Christ
就在基督里能够我们能够经历这完全的饶恕
Only in Christ can you experience this complete forgiveness.
也只有基督在我们里面。
Only Christ in us.
总能够有这完全没有限量、没有止境的饶恕。
Allows us to have this unlimited, unconditional forgiveness.
那我们如何能够，我们如何能够不再是我呢
？So how could it be no longer I?
我们这个英文这个 I 啊，是一个大写的 I。
In English, this I is a capital I.
上次我记得好像是君凯弟兄提到哈。这个英文这个 I 啊，无论放在哪里啊，都是大写。
I heard our brother share last time that no matter where you write it in English, it's always capital I.
我想一想，那个 you 啊，那个 he， 那个 her， 其他的字啊，它还有小写的时候。
However, other pronouns, he or you or her, is usually not capitalized.
但这个 I 啊，无论放哪里，它总是大写。
But when you write I by itself, it's always
capitalized. 就跟神这个字一样。
Just like when you write God,
鸡这个鸡啊，神这个鸡都要大写。
You also capitalize.
那你看我们这个 I 啊，也都是要大写。
However, when you write the letter I for myself, or I is always capitalized.
这就是世界的心思所造成的。
This is the thought of the world. How it's it came from the thought of the world.
你不相信，你可以试试看。
If you don't believe me, try it.
你用你的电脑啊，或者你用那个智慧手机啊，你打一点那个，不管你是用那个。Word 或什么哈，你就打点那个 I 这个字。
If you don't believe me, try it out on your computer or on your smartphone. Just type out the letter I.
你说我把它放小写，我在这里也把它放写小写。
If you want to make it small,
那你用那个 auto spelling 那个 check 一下。
And you want to use the auto check the spelling.
那把你那小写的 I 啊，全部变成大写了。
It will correct all of your small case I's.
兄姐妹，我们这个大的这个 I 啊。是神旨意最大的拦阻。
This capital I is the greatest obstacle to God's will.
我们这个己是神旨意最大的一个难处。
This self is God's greatest difficulty.
就这里说不再是我。
So here it is no longer I.
你就发现啊，这个是我们得胜的秘诀。
We find that here this is the secret to our victory.
当你把这个大写的 I 啊给除掉了。
If you do away with this capital I.
你发现啊，基督就在我们身上就活出了。
You will find that Christ will live from us.
所以这里保罗说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我。”
And so now Paul says, "I have already been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives."
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是看到，就是承认，也接受，也相信 我与基督同钉十字架。
This is that you see, you believe, you accept that Christ has already died on the
cross. 当主在十字架上死的时候。
And that when he died on the cross.
我也死了。
I already died.
当主在埋葬在坟墓里的时候。
That when he was buried in the tomb.
我也埋葬在里面。
I have already been buried in the tomb with him too.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have already been crucified with Christ.
就是我们真实的承认我们这个己，我们这个肉体是不能的。
If we truly acknowledge that ourself, our flesh cannot,
是没有良善的,
that there is no good in us,
是不能够成就神的旨意的,
that it cannot accomplish the will of God,
不仅我们不能,
not only can we not,
我们也不打算能,
but we do not plan to,
这常常是我们的难处,
that's often our difficulty.
我们有时候想说, 哎呀, 我已经同钉十字架, 那我就把我这个己就舍掉好了。
Oh, because I have already been crucified with Christ, therefore I'm going to just sacrifice myself.
但是过不了多久呢,
but after a while,
哎呀, 我们这个己又开始在那里想办法了。
That self begins to think of ways.
就想说，我上一次之所以失败啊，是因为我不够努力。
Perhaps last time I failed because I didn't try hard enough.
我这次再努力一点呢，我就可以了。
This time I'm going to try harder.
我就可以成就神的旨意了。
That I might be able to accomplish.
我上一次发脾气是因为我来不及准备，所以我就发出来了。
Last time I lost my temper because I didn't prepare myself well.
今天如果我姐妹再这样对待我的话呢，我就再咬紧牙根再忍一忍，我就不发脾气了。
If my wife treats me in this way, I'm just going to grit my teeth and I'm going to suppress my anger.
姐妹，我们需要神的开启和光照。
Brothers and sisters, we need His enlightenment.
我们必须要看见我们这个己是不能够，也不打算能够。
We must see that in ourselves we cannot and we ought not to.
姐妹，你知道我们这个己多难办吗
？You know how difficult it is to deal with the self.
我们这个己总是想办法。
The self always wants to find a way.
总是想要做一点。
Wants to do something.
甚至于神的旨意也是我们想要来如何能够达到神的旨意。
Even when it comes to God's will, we want to be able to accomplish His will.
所以有些时候啊，当我们弟兄姐妹有人生病了。
And so even when brothers and sisters we find that there's someone ill.
你想我们第一个反应是什么
？What's our first reaction?、
哎、我们就给很多建议，是不是
？We give lots of suggestions.
这个试试中医，试试西医。
Try Eastern medicine, Western medicine.
吃这个药，吃那个药。
Try this medicine or that.
这样做那样做。
Do this or that.
弟兄姐妹，这是出于爱心。
This is all out of love.
这是出于热心。
It's out of our zealousness. 但
你发现很多时候，我们这个己总在那里要出头。
And we find that ourselves we're trying so hard.
我举个例子啊，这圣经中一个例子。
I want to use an example from the Bible.
就有一天啊，神主所爱的拉撒路生病了。
That one day, the beloved of our Lord Lazarus, he was ill.
那马大、玛利亚呢，都非常爱他的弟弟。
And Mary and Martha, they really loved their brother.
所以他们就请人去请主耶稣赶快来医治他的弟弟拉撒路。
And so they asked some people to go and ask the Lord to come to heal their brother.
然而主却这样说。
And the Lord said,
好，这病必不至于死。
He said that this is not to end in death.
乃是为了神的荣耀。
But it is for the glory of God.
是要叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
So that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
主说不至于死的意思呢，乃是说拉撒不是说拉撒路不会死。
When he said that this is not to end in death, it does not mean that Lazarus one day will not die.
他说不至于死，乃是说拉撒路不会就这样子一直死了。
It means when he says this is not to end in death, that he will continue in death in this way.
因为主知道拉撒路他从死里活过了。
Because the Lord already knew that he was going to resurrect Lazarus from the dead.
好了，今天我们常常就像马大、玛利亚一样。
But today we're often like Mary and Martha.
虽然我们主他心里头的计划，他知道拉撒路他生病到个地步呢，他必须要死。
Even though already in the Lord's plans, he knew that Lazarus was so ill in that to the point of
death. 主的计划乃是要叫神得荣耀。
But in his plan, he was.To give glory to God.
如果我们当我们碰到这样的情形的时候
，When we encounter such a situation，
我们常常就会非常爱出于爱心，也非常热心的用尽人一切的办法。
Out of our love and our good intentions, we use all of our own ways.
我们是不是总想说拉撒路不要死
？We want to think of ways so that Lazarus would not die.
我们是不是盼望用尽我们的方法，拉撒路能够好起来
？Are we hoping to use our own methods so that Lazarus would regain his health？
弟兄姐妹，当我们在那里努力的时候，当我们在那里做这个做那个的时候，你知道我们在做什么吗
？When we are striving and when we are working so hard to prevent death, do you know what you are doing?
我们乃是在拦阻神的旨意。
We are actually hindering God's will.
因为神主乃是要拉撒路他经过死。
Because God's plan was that He wanted Lazarus to go through death.
然而主耶稣他却要显明一件事。他是复活。 他是生命。
Because Jesus wanted to manifest that He is the life, He is the resurrection.
他叫他的门徒们认识他就是那父，他就是那生命。
He wanted his disciples to come to know that He is the resurrection and the life.
所以我们看见在这里，主的话告诉我们说，不再是我。
So here God's word tells us that it is no longer I.
当我们遇见难处的时候。
When we encounter problems,
当我们遇见艰难的时候
when we encounter difficulties,
当我们在困苦里头的时候
and when we are confused,
我们不要急着去想办法解决这个问题
do not quickly try to think of a way to solve the problem
不再是我
it's no longer I
我们总要来到主的面前
we need to come before the Lord
我们来寻求主啊你在做什么
and seek the Lord Lord what are you doing
主你记得这个难处
through this difficulty
你记得这个疾病
through this illness
你记得这个困难
Through this challenge,
主你要做什么
What are you doing?
主你的旨意是什么
What is your willingness?
好叫我们能够为了 主的旨意来祷告
So that we could pray for his will to be done
好叫主的旨意能够成就叫神得着荣耀
So that his will may be done so that he may gain glory
可弟兄姐妹我们看见我们这个己这个 big I 是神旨意最大的难处
So we see this self, this capital IIs the greatest hindrance to God.
这里说到不再是我。
So God here says it's no longer I.
而是说，当我们碰到任何的环境、任何事情的时候
，But when we encounter any issue or any problem,
我们乃是把我们这个己，把我们天然这个人，把我们这个 big I 摆在死的地位上。
We need to place ourselves, our natural self, this capital I. We need to place it in the position of death.
我们的想法，我们的办法。
Our thoughts, our ways,
我们的情感，我们的力量
our emotions, our strength,
我们的尊荣，我们的感觉
our honor, our feelings,
通通摆在这死的地位上
all needs to be placed on the position of death,
不再是我
because it's no longer I,
乃是基督
but it is Christ,
让基督活出来
may Christ live,
让基督从我们身上彰显出来
so that he would be manifested from us,
那个就是神的旨意
that is God's will,
那个就是得胜
that is victory,
当主耶稣从我们身上活出来的时候
when Jesus lives out his life from us,
当主从我们身上彰显出来的时候
when Jesus is manifested from us,
那个就是荣耀
that is glory,
那个就是得胜
that is victory,
那这里我们我们知道我们不再是我
now we know it's no longer I,
但是我们常常觉得我们停在那里就说哦我是不能的
we often stop there and say oh we are not able to
我什么都不能
I'm not able
我是软弱的
I am weak
不仅我是软弱的
not only am I
其他弟兄姐妹也都软弱
all brothers
我们都是软弱的
we're all weak
我们就停在这里不再是我
so we'll stop here because it's no longer I
但是主的话乃是说乃是基督
but in his words he says but it is Christ
叫我们能够因着信神的儿子而活
That we live through faith in God's Son.
这里也可以翻译成，乃是因神儿子的信而活。
We can also translate it and say, by the faithfulness of God's Son, we live.
姐妹翻译得很好，乃是因着神儿子的信实而活。
It is also in the Son of the faithfulness in the Son of God that we live.
这是基督从我们身上活出来的那条路。
This is the way that Christ can live out from us.
借着信。
Through faith.
你可以说。借着神儿子的信
and through the faith in the Son of God
因为我们的信有时候还会高高低低
because sometimes in our faith we go up and down
但是神儿子是信实的
but the Son of God he is faithful
他的信实永远不改变
his faithfulness will never change
所以今天我们活着乃是因着神儿子的信实而活
so today we live through the faithfulness of the Son of God
有一位办孤儿院的弟兄是我们都熟悉的穆勒弟兄
There's a brother who opened up orphanages that we're all familiar with
当我们读到他的见证的时候
When he wrote his testimony
我们都深深的受感动
We were all greatly moved
我记得我刚蒙恩的时候读到他的见证我也深深受感动
When I was first saved and I read his testimony I was
greatly moved 我就觉得我们弟兄真是有爱心啊
I felt my brother has so much love
他收养了他照顾他供应成千上万的孤儿
He took care of and provided for thousands of orphans
然而我们弟兄他在自己的自传里头他却这么说
However, in his own autobiography, he wrote,
他说他之所以爱这些孤儿照管这些孤儿
that the reason for him taking care of and providing for all these orphans,
他不是要见证他的爱心
is not to testify of his own love
他也不是要见证神的爱
he didn't also want to testify of God's love
从他心里头的负担乃是要见证神的信实
but he wanted to testify of the faithfulness of God
所以他在这个整个这个他的服事的 照顾孤儿的这个服侍的里头。
So in all of his ministry for these orphans.
他完全凭着信心。
It was entirely done by faith.
他完全依靠神儿子的信而活。
He lived entirely through the faith in God.
我想弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉他的见证。
Perhaps you are familiar with his testimony.
他常常孤儿院到一个地步呢，你没有钱买食物了。
He often got to a point where he had no money to buy food for the orphans.
就是他那个孤儿院里头面粉也没有了，牛奶也没有了。
There was no flour, there was no milk.
到了吃早餐的时间。
And so when it came to breakfast time.
哎呀，那孤儿院的一些服侍的人啊，着急了。
The staff at the orphanage they began to be worried.
跑来问这个穆勒弟兄。
And asked Brother Mueller.
这个面粉也没有了，没有面粉做面包，也没有牛奶给小朋友喝了。
There's no flour to make bread, and there's no milk for the children.
那我们还需不需要 set up the table 啊？还需不需要摆这个餐盘
？Should we still set up the table for breakfast?
穆勒弟兄祷告了以后，他说还是预备好这个餐桌。
And after Brother Mueller prayed, he said, "Yes, please set the table."
当他在那里祷告的时候
，And so during prayer.
就有人敲门了
Someone knocked on the door.
就把一车的面包热乎乎的面包把一车的牛奶就送到孤儿院里
Delivered an entire truckload full of warm bread and also milk
都是新鲜的
All fresh
为什么呢
Why?
因为那个送那个面包和牛奶的车啊刚好坏在他们孤儿院的门口
Because the trucks that delivered the bread and the milk it broke down right there in the front door of the orphanage
兄姐妹你觉得这是偶然的吗
Do you find that to be a coincidence?
穆勒弟兄这么说
Brother Mueller said,
在他在孤儿的服侍当中
in his service among the orphans,
在他这一生的里
in all of his life,
这样的见证有五万次之多
there was 50,000 times of this occurrence
他说这是他记得
because he, of those that he could remember
还有很多是他不记得
there are many more that he could not remember
看见我们弟兄他的生活他的服侍跟你见证他是因神儿子的信而活
There in his life and in his service and ministry, he testified of God's faithfulness.
兄姐妹，这是见证。
This is testimony.
这是得胜。
This is victory.
不是我们能够为神站住。
Not that we could stand firm for God.
不是我们能够为神做什么。
Not that we can do anything for God.
但是因信神的儿子而活。
But through faith in the Son of God, we live.
所以这里保罗告诉我们如何，保罗告诉我们得胜的秘诀在哪里。
So here Paul tells us the secret of victory.
不再是我
is that it's no longer I,
乃是基督
but Christ.
我如今活着是因神儿子的信而活
Now the life which I live is by faith in the Son of God.
他是爱我对我
who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我去年在台湾有一次机会和一位老姐妹有一个谈话的机会
Last year in Taiwan I had an opportunity to talk with an elderly sister.
这老姐妹啊她不像我们有很多的这个属灵知识
Now this elderly sister is not like us with a lot of spiritual knowledge
你跟她谈话当中啊她没有什么提到那个属灵的那个 big word
Because in our conversation she doesn't use many spiritual big words
没有太多这个属灵的智慧
She doesn't have much spiritual wisdom
但是她却述说她一生当中神儿子是如何的信实
But she was able to share much of God's faithfulness in her life
就连最小的事情
Even the smallest thing
老姐妹提到
Our elderly sister mentioned
她有时候啊心里头啊就非常想念在远方的她所爱的亲人
That sometimes she would really recall and miss some of her relatives who are far away
那要是你们你们会怎么样
And so if it were you what would you do
你用哪个电话打个电话叫她回来吧
You would pick up the phone and call and ask them to come and visit
回来给我看一看
Come back and visit
或写个信
Or write a letter
但是我们老姐妹不
But not our elderly sister.
她把这件事情带到主的面前。
She would bring this matter before the Lord.
也向主祷告。
And she would pray.
她把她里头的想念告诉主。
And tell of her loneliness or missing the relatives. Tell it to the Lord.
然后她就满脸喜乐地对我说。
And then with a face full of joy, she said to me.
当祷告之后呢
？After I prayed.
哎，她说主就把我儿子带回来给我看了。
The Lord brought my son back so I could see him again.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见基督徒的生活。还是因信神儿子而活。
So here we see, brothers and sisters, that the life, Christian life, is life by faith in the Son of God.
神在我们生活当中量给我们许多的事情。
God in our life has given us many things.
虽然我们能够凭着我们自己解决不少的问题。
According to our own strength, we can solve many matters.
但是我们却失去了 经历主的一个机会。
But then we lose out on the opportunity to experience the Lord.
我们却失去了能够见证主得胜的机会。
We lose out on an opportunity to experience His victory.
弟兄姐妹，如今活的不再是我，乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters, it's no longer I who lives, but Christ.
这是我们得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret to our victory.
从几个月前啊、当 Ruth 姐妹被主接走。
A little while ago, a few months ago, right before our sister Ruth was taken by the Lord,
主借着一句话提醒了我，也勉励了我。
The Lord used a word to encourage and to exhort me.
当预备迎接你的时候。
To be prepared to meet our Lord.
我心里头因着这样的话得着安慰。
And so through these words, I was comforted.
直到我们姐妹她预备好了，所以她去迎接她的时候。
And I knew that my sister, she was prepared, so she went to meet the Lord.
而最近在我父亲的身体的这个难处上面。
And so recently, through the difficulty of my father's health,
主再次提醒我。
The Lord again reminds us,
提醒我说，我的父亲随时都可能离世去见我们的。
And he reminds me that my father at any moment could leave this world and be with the Lord.
姐妹翻译得很好，任何的时刻。
At any moment.
姐妹，我们在地上还有多少的年日？
Brothers and sisters, how many more years do we have?
我们还有多少的机会？
How many more opportunities?
我们能够来见证我们的主是得胜。
That we can testify that our Lord is victorious.
我们来见证我们主能够在我们一切的难处上他是得胜。
That we could testify that our Lord is victorious over all difficulties.
弟兄姐妹，我们过去虽然有许多的软弱和失败。
In the past, perhaps we may have had a lot of weaknesses and failures.
但早晨我心里面实在是有一个负担。
But this morning I truly have a burden in my heart.
不仅对你们，也是对我自己。
Not only to you, but also to myself.
弟兄姐妹，我们软弱失败的日子够了。
Brothers and sisters, the days of our weaknesses and failures, there are enough.
我们必须看见神已经把得胜赐给了我们。
We must see that God has already given us victory.
对，我们在不多的日子里头。
We don't have very much time, but in this
short time, 我们抓住机会。
May we grab a hold of the opportunity.
我们在我们过去所不能胜过的软弱和失败上。
In these failures and weaknesses that we could not overcome.
我们来经历主是得胜。
Let us experience that He is the victor.
让我们来见证主是得胜。
May we testify that He is the victor.
他实在是得胜。
Because he truly has the victory.
愿主在我们身上得着荣耀。
May he receive the glory from us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，今天我们能够借着我们主耶稣基督能够得胜。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, today we have victory.
主，感谢你不仅将救恩赐给我们。
Thank you, because not only have you given us salvation.
主，你也把得胜白白的赐给我们。
You have freely given us victory.
主，我们为了过去的愚昧、软弱和失败，在你面前认罪悔改。
All of our ignorance and all of our weaknesses and failures, Lord, we repent before you.
主，我们何等忽略了在我们里头这颗得胜。
Lord, we have so neglected this victory inside of us.
主，你的生命是得胜。
Because your life is one of that is victorious.
主，你已经那样的得胜。
You have already victory.
主，你已经将死亡给吞灭了。
You have already swallowed up death.
我们怎么能够再软弱？
How can we continue to be weak?
主啊，求你使我们做一个得胜。
May you allow us to be an overcomer.
主啊，不是因为我们。
Not because we can.
主啊，乃是因为你。
Because of you.
不再是我，乃是基督。
For it is no longer I but Christ.
主，叫我们都能够活在信心的里头。
May we all live in faith.
主，叫我们能够因着你的信实，我们也能够夸胜。
So that through your faithfulness we can also overcome.
主，愿你在我们身上。啊，得着荣耀。
Lord, may you receive the glory from our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
We pray this in your most precious name.